Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
NFL Sunday.
NFL Sunday is brought to you by
Catches Law Group, the personal injury pros at CatchesLaw.com.
The New England Recovery Center in Westboro, Mass.
Zuti, build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zuti.com for details.
And the New England Kubota Tractor Dealers. He's New England's preeminent source on everything Patriots. It's time for Tom E. Curran.
So why is he so damn special that we have to call him Tom E. Curran?
On WEEI.
We're into hour two of NFL Sunday, getting you ready for the Patriots and the Cleveland Browns here at Gillette Stadium. We're at Howl at the Moon at Splitsville Patriot Place. Come on by, say hi. Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline.
We think.
Hopefully,
yeah.
Is our friend Tommy Curran, Patriots insider of NBC Sports Boston, who joins Gretchen Keefe now every Wednesday at 12:30. Tommy, good morning to you, and let's just jump right into the running back situations for both of these teams. No starters on the Cleveland side, and for the Patriots, they're going to be counting a lot on Ramondre Stevenson. Which team is in the worst spot, Tommy?
I would say the Browns, because when you look at Ramondre Stevenson, his ability, and really Brandon Bolden's ability, I know that he's been at the center of some disappointing plays this year, but he's also, I think, improved as the year went along. So I think between Stevenson and Bolden, you have your first and second down backs. Obviously, Bolden can play, and Stevenson's a good receiver too, so they can cover your third down stuff, and J.J. Taylor will most likely be in the mix once we see the inactives come out. So Chubb is one of the best backs in the league, top five, I would certainly say. And without him, that's a significant loss for the Browns.
Trent Brown back off of IR. What do you expect the offensive line to look like this afternoon?
I can't imagine he's going to be out there right away. I mean, it'll be interesting to find out. They wouldn't have activated him if they didn't feel comfortable about it. I can't imagine they'll give him a full plate because we know that he has size issues. He is a guy who struggles to keep his weight. So if he has been somewhat inactive for the last, almost 8 weeks, 9 weeks, it's going to be hard for him, I think, to hit the ground running. And to me, too, the tackles are the biggest issue on this team, in my viewpoint. Isaiah Wynn hasn't played at the level that you expect. You've already committed $10 million to him for next year, guaranteed. That's the story for another day.
Yep.
But Trent Brown, when he was reacquired, you figured, okay, they're going to be okay at the tackle spots if those guys play at the level they are. I don't know if Trent Brown is going to necessarily improve the Patriots at the right tackle spot over on Wenham.
Tom, I think Christian brought up this point I thought was really good, so I'm going to kind of steal it from him.
Damn it.
I love it.
Next in line.
Yeah, right. And I know everybody's talking about the running backs and the injuries that the Browns are dealing with and the injuries that the Patriots are dealing with, but I think this is going to come down to the two quarterbacks and which one of those quarterbacks plays better. I think you're going to see both of these guys go out there and throw the ball a lot. Do you agree with that, or do you think that the Pats are still going to try to run the football, even though Stevenson is coming off of a concussion?
I think they will make the effort. The interesting thing is, you know, the Browns are third in the league in yards against per game. It's like 84. And I went a little further into it. The Patriots love to run the ball, as we know, between the guards and right up the middle. And that's where Cleveland has been really outstanding this season. I think they're like allowing like 3.1 yards per carry inside that area. And that's where the Patriots actually up the middle are averaging like 6 yards per carry. So there's probably some skewed numbers in there, 35-yard, you know, bursts that have brought that up, but they are very steady there. So, yeah, you have to give a token effort to do what you like to do, but if you're not getting it, then you know you're not an outside running team, so you're going to have to throw the ball a little bit. So I would say, to me, this feels like a game in which you again try to get Jonnu Smith going as they did against – who'd they do that against?
Jesus.
Before he got hurt.
It was right before he got hurt. So it was 2 weeks ago,
right.
3 weeks ago?
Chargers.
Yeah.
3 weeks.
Chargers game. Where they pounded it to Jonnu Smith early, and they got him involved, I believe, on like 6 of the first 8 touches, really went to Jonnu Smith. And they have to get the paddles to his chest and get him started this year, because he's probably the most disappointing of a very solid group of free agent imports.
So, Tom, one thing, I just want to say thanks for leaving that nice message for me the other day for my radio.
Oh, you're very
phone.
Welcome.
That was great. You did a good job, dude. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
The other thing is I look at, okay, so you have Jadeveon Clowney, and then you have Myles Garrett. And obviously, Myles Garrett with all the sacks, and Jadeveon Clowney, I don't know, more of a disruptor, I guess. I'm assuming that the easier spot is Jadeveon Clowney. Like, that's the guy that's left one-on-one. And if it is, and if the Patriots try to chip release, will they swap Myles Garrett to avoid the chip? Is that something that they've done, that you've seen them do in the past?
They did that a little bit last week. That's what they failed to do with a little bit, am I incorrect, with the Hunter Henry Isaiah Wynn swap. Chip by Hunter Henry on was it Brian Burns on the left side?
Yeah.
And then Wynn didn't get there, and Mac Jones got demolished. So probably this is a good game to unleash Dirty Mac and just have him start twisting ankles.
You know, the reason I asked you that, because I feel like if the Browns know that it's going to be an obvious chip release, I'm curious if the Browns set their front and then flop them. You know what I mean? So now Henry's there, left on a lesser pass rusher, and somebody is isolated. That's what I was talking
Myles
about.
Myles Garrett goes both sides.
That's my point. Yeah, so will they switch him? That was my point. Yeah.
I don't know how frequently he. I'm sorry. I don't know how frequently Garrett flips back and forth, but. I mean,
Foria, he's a Patriots insider, not a Browns insider.
Listen, Wiggy took my question. Okay, I was fourth in line.
Yeah, I get another question on the fly.
I do want to hear how outraged are you guys as former players, and the absolute, really sinister things that probably went on at the bottom of piles. How much have your eyes been rolling all week about the conversation around Mac Jones grabbing the foot of an opponent when there was a loose ball?
Oh,
I mean, that's basically
horrible.
What happened.
It's been hard because the national media has portrayed this guy as being like the Ndamukong Suh of quarterbacks.
Literally was called that.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Oh, God, it's amazing.
Tommy Kern of NBC Sports Boston with us here on NFL Sunday. And, Tommy, are the Patriots catching the Browns at the right time? Tack McKinley's dinged up. We know the running backs are dinged up. You know, we got a little COVID issue, a little flare-up there in terms of the Browns. They are making the transition away from Odell Beckham Jr. Is this lining up perfectly for the Patriots, or are we fooling ourselves a little bit and those injuries won't have maybe as big an impact on the Browns as a unit?
Garrett has been hurt all week, too. So that's another one, too, Gresh. Yeah, I think but the Patriots are dinged up as well. I think that when you look at how the two teams have been playing over the last 5 or 6 games, the Patriots have clearly been the better team. You know, Cleveland obviously had the very impressive win to go into Cincinnati and win. And you don't want to dismiss anything in a game where you win fairly convincingly in the road, but you know, they had a 99-yard interception return on the first drive. But they also gave up a drive that went down to the one. They could have been down. So those little things are inside the game. Patriots, you can flip that and say they needed pick sixes the last couple weeks to help aid them in wins. But I think, to me, this is going to be a very much a 16-13 looking game. Watch, it'll be 39-36. But it really feels like that 16-13 kind of game. And it's going to come down to, I hate to say it, red zone. How well can you perform in the red zone? And that, to me, actually highlights one of the shortcomings of the Patriots that I think they would have liked to have addressed with OBJ, is their red zone ability. Their best receiver, their most productive outside receiver, is Jacoby Myers, and we all know what the stat is on the amount of times he's been able to get open in the end zone and score touchdowns. There's a reason for that. He's just not a short area separator, and he's not, you know, going to run past anyone, so it's hard for him to get free. So the Patriots' red zone offense is still something that's in progress, and I think that's going to be a huge key today. Can they run it in? Can they throw it in? That everything will come down to that, I believe.
Which team has the better quarterback?
Great question. In 3 years, it'll be Mac Jones. Today, I kind of like Baker Mayfield as a quarterback. I think he's underrated. I think he's played really well. Mac Jones has you know, a little bit of plateaued the last couple of weeks, but I think we've seen from him too, and I believe it. It's not a coincidence. I've seen it so many times, whether it be practices or games or week to week. When he's not playing well, he comes back the next week or the next play or the next series and does something really well. So even though Mac Jones is plateaued, I wouldn't be surprised if he has a great game, but I'm still going to take the three-year veteran who is in the top tier as being the better quarterback at this juncture. You guys, or am I drunk?
No, I would definitely. Drunk. I definitely for today think yeah, Baker Mayfield's better.
You know,
but I think it's close. I think there's a lot of weeks where it's an obvious answer. Like there's like 5 or 10 quarterbacks that are so much right. better. Maybe 5, 6, 7 that are definitely worse. Baker Mayfield, I think, is kind of on a similar level. I like him more right now, and part of that's probably the experience.
The only thing Baker Mayfield, I think, has is at times more he flashes like, oh, wow, this guy looks like he could be, you know, one of those top 12, top 10 quarterbacks, where we haven't really seen Mac Jones do that yet. When you think about what's interesting is you make the comment about Jacoby Myers. Like, he almost is a really, really good third down slot receiver. And then I think it's how they use him in the red zone. And you've seen the struggles with that position throughout the years. But Julian Edelman wasn't a guy who scored a lot of touchdowns here.
You're right.
So I think it's more about the way they use him in the red zone versus maybe him not being kind of like that red zone threat.
You know what I fixate on is that whip route that, yep. that you could really go to with Edelman down in tight. You know, any of those outward breaking routes, whether it be the whip route or like just say you come out of the slot on the right hand side and you just put your foot in the ground and you run on an angle towards mm-hmm. the pylon right over the goal line and just catch it there. It's just Jacoby just does not have the foot speed and that immediate quickness that Edelman right. had. But few guys do, not even OBJ had that kind of quickness when you compare his combine numbers to Edelman's pro day numbers. Edelman was faster in the short shuttle and the 20. I mean, Edelman is one of the fastest, quickest receivers who's come into the league in the last 15 years. And he's underrated long speed. But so to me, the Patriots don't have that really, really sudden guy.
Right.
Maybe Myers will get there, but I think that's part of the reason I look at it and say they miss that guy that would freak out a defense on their just insane quickness.
So does Christian Barmore play good enough today that we see him post game during the post game press conference? It's really my only question.
Be more.
Yeah, he could. I mean, he could certainly have an impact on this game. Why are you fixated on Christian Barmore in the post game?
Have you seen his post game press conference?
Yes. Yeah, they're entertaining.
He's the new Aqib Talib.
Yeah.
You love it.
That's it. That's all I want. I just want Christian Barmore to play good enough. Where Stacey James says, I have to put him up again, Bill.
Big B Mo.
Yeah, that's it.
Tommy, what happens yes, today?
You know what I'm saying?
Tommy, what happens today?
You know what I'm saying?
Today we're going to have ourselves a rock fight. It's going to be a fascinating game. It's not going to go up and down the field. It's going to be, you know,
again, it's going to come down to red zone. It's going to come down to third down and that type of aspect. It's not going to be how do the Patriots match up with David Njoku or who gets burned downfield. It's going to be those small little small margin for error plays as opposed to a track meet. So I say 16-13. Patriots.
Very good. Tommy Curran of NBC Sports Boston. He will be with Gretchen Keefe on Wednesday at 12:30. Thanks, Tommy. Have a good weekend.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me. Take care.
Guys, we did not talk about Baker Mayfield, and he came up with Tommy. So I know, Keith, you and I talked a little bit about Baker Mayfield, and I think you and I both kind of came away with the same thing where he's good. But that's about it.
So that's why I think the Browns are having a tough time right now deciding whether or not they want to give him all the money in the world and bring him back, because you're the Browns. You haven't had a quarterback in 20-plus years. So if you say, you know what, we can do better than Baker Mayfield, you may not. It might take you a long, long time to do better. I think, again, without sitting here ranking all 32, 16th best quarterback in the league, he's right in the middle. There are plenty of guys better, but there are a lot of guys worse. You can win. I think you can win with Baker Mayfield. That might even be the cutoff, and that's why I also think he's a good guy to compare Mac Jones to. You know, it's not comparing him to Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers or even Josh Allen and Mahomes. It's like Baker Mayfield been in the league a little bit. He's played with 1,000 different offensive coordinators, 3 or 4 different head coaches already in his short career.
A lot of talent, too.
Odell Beckham in, Odell Beckham out.
Right.
The running backs now, they're out. Because if you look at the talent that's going to be on the field today for for Baker, I like Jarvis Landry. That's it. Yeah. I don't like any of the other guys that he's throwing to. It's really not that impressive. But overall, I like Baker Mayfield.
See, here's the thing, though. You mentioned the Cleveland Browns overall. So for all those years, and this is the closest they've gotten to getting it right, so do you think they really want to press their luck and start all over again trying to find – they're not going to have a first-round pick. They're too good, so they're going to be picking later on. I feel like they may not have a choice because what's the alternative?
There is none.
You're right. There really isn't.
And the other thing, it's more about the coaching with Baker Mayfield, right? His first couple of years in the league, it was Hugh Jackson. It was
Freddie Kitchens.
So there was no stability there. And we kind of seen that very similar to what Josh Allen was. And so maybe they're looking at it like, let's see now that we have some consistency at the coaching position. And maybe the fact that we removed Odell from out of this, right? And now it now becomes Baker can really be more of a leader and not have to be like, oh, I got to throw this guy who's constantly chirping in my ear. And that's maybe they're trying to see, like, you know what, we'll keep rolling the dice because you're right. What do you want to do?
You could do a lot worse.
Right. Well, but there's two things about the situation. One, Baker Mayfield allowed Odell Beckham to infect him mentally, and that makes me question whether he is a franchise guy.
A lot of guys do that, Chris.
And if you're going to keep Baker Mayfield and make him the guy, you got to pay him $35 million.
Quarterback, though.
Yeah,
but that is okay, I know, and I hear that. That's why I think the Browns are screwed. I think they're screwed because the price, it is what it is. That's the price of doing business in the NFL. That's what a quarterback costs.
And he's
not bad enough. But imagine, like, Gresh, I hear you. Like, you like him, but you don't love him.
But again, Gresh, what's the alternative? Play it out. Say they say, see you later, Baker. Thanks for your time here.
Right.
What do they do? Because their team's good enough. They got Myles Garrett. They got a really good O-line. They got two really good running backs.
You can't just give it to Case Keenum.
You can't just give it to a running back, especially in this upcoming class.
You're shopping for one in free agency because we know there should be some movement, but you're probably.
But who's that,
though? But that's the thing.
I'll tell you what you do.
But you're shopping from probably a similar list. Like a Jared Goff might spring free.
You want Jared Goff?
Yeah, you're worse. You know what you do? You Kirk Cousins him.
Franchise him.
You keep franchising him. You keep franchising
until something else springs.
$30 million a year.
No, I get it, but you're not attached to it for five. You know.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. So you're not giving him $100 million.
No, you're like just.
So you're
listen,
still keeping your options,
which
open.
I think you can do it twice. Okay, and then I feel like in retrospect the football team,
but they didn't pick up his fifth year option yet, right?
So why are they going to franchise?
So you could do that, and then you could still do it.
So you basically have 3 more years of Baker Mayfield,
right? So you pick up his option
if
top
you want
dollars,
it. I know, but again, throw 4 quarterbacks out there. I just feel like I personally Now, maybe they do a better job.
Cleveland did pick up the option.
Oh, they did. Okay,
so
sorry.
They
okay.
did, but so it would be 2023.
Yeah,
you could have 2
them,
years
yeah, yeah, yeah.
of franchise yeah. tag.
Right, but that's 30,
pretty smart.
But that's 30 million. That. What is that, 30 million? So, yeah, if you're –
But you're not – No, 20, oh, you could Colin Kaepernick him. You could, Jimmy Garoppolo him.
This year's
you
25.
Can, Kirk Cousins went out, and he played better than anybody. Mm-hmm. He got guaranteed yeah. money. That contract ended. He got another one guaranteed.
Right.
So – Sign me up.
And
I'll
then he
do
went
it.
And got 84 but, million.
But to Fourier's point, you keep the ability to move on from him if you want to, and you're not committed long term. Whereas with hell, we were surprised that freaking Cam Newton got $1.5 million in a signing bonus.
But
you know what I mean? So everybody wants to stay away from that guaranteed money, and that might be the way
I
to middle.
It.
But the problem you run into with Baker Mayfield very different than Kirk Cousins. Baker Mayfield was the number one overall pick. He might be like, I'm not playing for a franchise tag. So you're not. You might have no choice because if he holds out, then what do you do?
Well,
and he's in that position where.
Well, then you win the battle of PR, and the team might start to look at it a little differently because I'm sure.
Then
some
you're the Texans without
well,
Watson.
But you
right.
know what?
That's what you become.
Because yeah. what Keith brought up is a very real point, is that in Cleveland, this is the guy you've gotten closest to getting
right.
it right.
Yeah, but it's so
but
off
if you
so
move,
long.
But if you move on from him, if you're the organization, he's got to be the bad guy.
And he just won a playoff game for him last
but he'll
year.
Never,
they hadn't won a playoff game since Belichick.
Right, and
I don't see how you can let him go.
And he'll never be the bad guy because of what Rich just said. They have done well with Baker Mayfield. With him being the number one overall pick, he goes, I want my contract. I want what Josh Allen got. I want
well,
what,
go play
what,
like him,
what,
and then we'll
yeah,
be
but
okay.
He'll go, listen, we haven't been in the playoffs. You guys weren't in the playoffs. I want what Lamar Jackson's going to get. And what will happen is either you're going to pay me, I'm the number one overall pick. I'm holding out. I'm not doing a Kirk Cousins.
You know what? You brought up another guy, though, and this is where we're getting to the crossroads with some of these quarterbacks who've been in the league for a while. Like Josh Allen, you know there's the big extension
yeah.
already.
Yeah.
Baltimore hasn't committed to Lamar Jackson even yet.
Yeah, that,
so,
that
but,
draft
but
class.
Those, yeah. yeah, that draft class. Those. There's a couple of quarterbacks in there where it's like, well, we know what we are with them, but is this all
yeah,
we're going to be
you might,
with them?
What you might get from Baker Mayfield who goes – maybe you don't give me as much as Josh Allen, but you're paying me in that ballpark. You know what I'm saying? Where he'll take a little bit less because his stats are not there, but you still got to give him one of them 4 or 5 year deals
yeah.
of 100 plus
like,
million.
I have a hard time believing that he would hold out with a 30 something million dollar contract. You know,
who, Baker Mayfield?
Yeah, like if you franchise it, and then the point is that like you know, so was Robert Griffin III.
Right.
So it's like it just. I feel like they like him for, you know, he's not going to win an MVP. You know, he's not going to be, I don't know if he's ever been an All-Pro.
Could he be Ben Roethlisberger?
He's a good quarterback. But again, like, so franchise his ass, do it twice. If something else comes up, you can always sit there and say, well, you know what, we couldn't work out the numbers. Let's just kick the can down the road a little bit farther, and we'll deal with it next year.
That might be.
But you know why they don't do that? Because the name you brought up, Kirk Cousins. Who did that with Kirk Cousins?
Washington.
And Washington has been trying to do what since he left?
Well, that's what I said. I said Washington screwed that up.
Well,
yeah,
yeah,
right.
Right.
Up.
Right. So
they thought they could do better.
But you can
right.
also.
So now they're going to be like, we just got to give this guy. And Rich is right. At this point, you got to give these guys long-term deals.
You could give him a, like, so you think about, like, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo's contract was not nearly worth the value that they said it was originally.
Mm-hmm.
Colin Kaepernick, I remember when they signed him, totally just bullcrap numbers.
Well, that's the thing. You could come up with, like, some fake contract.
You can easily
right.
do it.
But
you can do it.
Do that with him.
No.
You can do it.
You got to look at what Josh Allen's deal is and go, all right.
So you think Baker Mayfield thinks that he's a comp to that?
No.
You got
to
go less.
He'll go less to that, but Baker Mayfield's going to be somewhere around $27, $28 million a year and somewhere between $75 and $80 million guaranteed.
Yeah, well, there's the problem. The guarantee. That's the hook, and that's where the franchise tag might
which
take,
is guaranteed too.
Might for 1 year.
Yeah, for 1 year.
Right. That's the difference. The Patriots defense have themselves an interesting challenge. Of course, we just talked about Baker Mayfield. We'll get to that next.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sunday.
We're right back to it with Fourier, Wiggy, Gresh, and Keith
on WEEI.
We're at Howl at the Moon at Patriot Place right here at Gillette Stadium, where at 1 o'clock the Patriots will welcome in Baker Mayfield and the Cleveland Browns. We're going to take a look at how the Patriots defense matches up here against the Cleveland Browns, and it's one of our Patriots storylines, which is brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today, and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Well, we know that there's no Odell Beckham. We know that the Cleveland running game is going to be compromised, and the Patriots defensively had mixed in a little more zone, or at least that's what one of the questions was to pseudo-defensive coordinator Steve Belichick earlier this week, where he was asked about the zone coverage-heavy game plans this year. Here's what he said.
I don't know if I would describe them as zone-heavy game plans, but you know, maybe that's the perception, not the reality of it. But I wouldn't say it was heavy zone. Any of these game plans were always been a man team. Everybody around here likes to play man coverage. We got good cover corners. We mix it all up. Whatever's working best for that week is kind of what we go with. Yeah, I'd say there's definitely some man coverage in there.
Is it Bill? It's so weird. Yeah, like,
it's uncanny, isn't it?
Isn't it? Like, it's yeah. Eerie how yes. Similar they sound in their cadence. But what's the truth?
Well, the truth, and the other thing is, like, how he answers the question is very Bill.
I wouldn't just say the word.
Like, if you're not exact, none of us are ever going to be exactly right.
And then they always attack that part of it.
So, yeah. Oh, I wouldn't say that. I would say we do everything. Well, okay. What do you do more of? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, I don't know what, it's the craziest
thing. Don't overcomplicate things.
It feels like this defense is running much more zone than they have in the past, and I don't
think
it's...
It only looks that way, Greg.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that.
And I don't think it's
one
tied
guy's playing
into,
zone.
Right. One guy's playing man, everybody else is playing zone. However, there's an element of man, but in all seriousness... It feels like it is more a part of the weekly game plan, and that they're, I mean, hell, even against the Cowboys, mm-hmm. where I know they gave it up, but they were still in the game. Like, they found a way to stay in the game against some of these teams because they did mix in a healthy amount of zone. So is that by design, necessity? I think it's by design for you. What do you mean?
Well, I always think, okay, where are the safeties? I always want to know where the safeties are. Mm-hmm. Okay, if I got two safeties back, I feel like it's some form of zone because they're not covering anybody one-on-one. So there's some sort of zone concept to it. Now, you can have trailers and all that other stuff, but I always look at that. And for the most part, the safeties, have been deep for a big part of these games because they don't like giving up the big plays. And they've played against some of these teams that have explosive receivers that they want to make sure that they don't get beat deep. And they realize if that doesn't happen, they can stay in the game. And that kind of makes me think of what Lombardi said on our show on Friday as far as not giving up the big play, specifically to this game. Whenever the Browns have big plays, they usually end up winning. And he rattled off, like, you know, four different examples of games where they had big plays and they have won, as opposed to games where they didn't have those big plays and they couldn't win. Mm-hmm. And they had to, and Baker Mayfield had to earn it on his own. So I say GTFB, mm-hmm. you know, and then that's a form of zone. Okay, but the corners are playing man. Okay. Right. But it's still zone-ish.
It's a lot of moving parts.
I mean,
there.
I got yeah. You know, when the only real true man formation uh-huh. would be zero, ooh. Which is all-out blitz. Well, one is a safety deep. That's
what,
zone.
Two man.
Okay, but again, that's a version of man, which is too deep. Right. So the only true man coverage is a zero blitz. Everybody is responsible for one person.
What about
that's it.
When the guy starts on one side of the field and he runs and the defender is chasing him? And
that guy appears to be in man.
And then he passes him to another
guy. Wait a minute.
And then that guy picks him up and runs with him.
Uh-huh.
See, I always go to the stat geeks.
Yeah.
I always look at the stat, and I found this stat geek said that the last 3 weeks have been 56% zone, and the first 3 weeks of the season with 38%.
And I don't mean, I don't even believe those guys.
Yeah, and I don't either.
Because how do they know, right? And they just see one guy, and they're like, right. Oh, this must be what is. So it is tough. You're not in the huddle.
And what really is man?
And what are the Patriots, what do they consider zone?
Right.
But I would just streamline this a little bit and say, if they had Stephon Gilmore.
Yep.
And J.C. Jackson on the other side, I think you might even see the all-out blitz a little bit more because you would trust those two guys. Or those two specifically would be in zone a lot more, man, and a lot more. But now I think Jalen Mills does not have an advantage over most number two corners or wideouts, so I think you have to play things a little bit differently with the personnel.
I kind of agree with Steve Belichick. Unless you're actually...
you didn't really say anything, please. So what do you mean?
But unless,
what part?
I'll tell you the part. Unless you're actually in that defensive meeting room and know what the defensive call is, you have no clue what the hell it is when you're looking at it. If there's a corner, right, mm-hmm. and a guy runs a nine route and the corner runs with him, what is that?
It appears to be... Well, I guess it could be cover three, or it could be
man.
Man,
right?
Yeah.
So, like this whole, like...
Hold on a second. Well, I played corner 30 years ago in high school.
He was a slot receiver.
But the point I'm making...
No, I know, but that's why some of those, like, PFF grades are so wild. Like, right. This is what he is in man coverage. Like, for a fact that was always man coverage when he was doing that?
The point I'm making is now because everybody plays Madden in fantasy football, mm-hmm. they instantly think they know what every defense is. So, that's why...
Well, those are all the plays. Of course I know.
Of course.
That's why I agree with Steve Belichick. Like, you don't really know the concept of the play unless you are in that play, because if a guy runs across the field and a corner runs with him but then knows he's going to pass him off to another guy, that could technically be zone, or it could also be man. And that's why I don't get into this whole, like,
it's both.
Right.
It is. Technically, it is both.
Okay.
So
let me redirect.
He'll always be right.
All right. Let me redirect then quickly. Has this secondary played better than you thought this year, considering it was all the talk going in was all about Stephon Gilmore?
Yeah, I guess they've been a little bit better. Like, the results have been better because I thought, all right, you get Gilmore back week seven, hopefully, and things can kind of turn around a little bit. Now, they gave up a Belichick record in passing yards against the Cowboys. That was the worst game they've ever played in the history of Bill Belichick
with
the Patriots.
And then against Tampa, they give up 244.
And then they shut down Tom Brady somehow. They keep Brady out of the end
zone. But how much was the weather in that game a factor as it affecting the passing game? Now, I know it wasn't.
And they were good last week, but it's like, all right, Sam Darnold. They were good against the Jets twice, but you're like, okay,
and Brady's played in so much muck and mire that I guess, don't think.
You always got to factor that in regardless who the quarterback. I would look at how much of it is you played against a good quarterback? Like, how many good quarterbacks?
So they played probably three really good quarterbacks, and they did well twice.
Right,
would you say they did well against Herbert and Brady, and they did not do well against Dak Prescott? Right, so overall, it's I would say the secondary has been pretty good without Gilmore. I still just think come playoff time, I know I pick on Jalen Mills a lot, but I just think that's a guy that at least needs help, or you have to kind of scheme it up a little bit differently because he's just so small, and there are so many big wide receivers that even if he's covering the guy, like you saw at the end of the Chargers game, Josh Palmer, of all people, just like plucks the ball over his head, touchdown. I just feel like that could happen again.
All right, guys, so Jim Brown, by the way, is in the house over at Gillette Stadium.
Oh, wow.
So who knows? Wow. Maybe he's got a carry in him for the Browns around the goal line.
Jim Brown, man, I tell you, talk about it, he gets everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So how much sort of stock do you put into the Cleveland running game today, considering it's D'Ernest Johnson and...
Not much, because aren't their two best running backs not playing?
Two best are out. However, the last time this happened was against Denver, who has a pretty good run defense, and D'Ernest Johnson ran for a buck 46 and a couple of touchdowns.
Okay.
See, I was going to ask you, is their offensive line is healthy, and they just gave one of their guys like a new brand new deal.
They gave that guard,
So that's what I was
– Wyatt Teller,
Yeah, Teller. Well, I was going
to
say
And
Weller.
They signed Batonio, too. Yeah. Actually, they signed both their
guards. They locked those guys
up.
They're going to try. They're going to try to run, and Johnson – I just wonder – we've seen around the league when backup running backs have been put in, and in this case, a third-string running back.
Yep.
I feel like they have a good game, maybe two.
Right.
But then eventually it's like, all right, this is why you're the third-string running back, and it doesn't, like, play out. If he has to do this a lot, and maybe today even, they could stuff him.
And what's
isn't that a part of the game plan? Sorry, Wes, for the Patriots in that, well, okay, now they can't beat us with the run game, so if D'Ernest Johnson gets 150 and we do our job the rest of the way, it's not going to kill
us. But where does New England struggle on defense?
Definitely slowing down the run, but some of that is there's like the fine line of how much of it is by design and how much of it is we're really going to load up to take it away.
Because what does that mean by design?
Meaning that I think if they wanted to put four bigs in there and really make sure to slow down the run and sacrifice in other areas, that they might. But we know this with Bill Belichick, there is the give and take, right? Like, we try to take away the best thing you do, but the best thing you do is no longer the best thing you do today because you don't have Nick Chubb.
You know what? It still might be, though. Like, where do you think the Browns would have more success right now? Because, again, Jarvis Landry's their best receiver. He's also hurt. He's on the injury report all week.
In theory, they should be doing what we think Mac's going to do, which is spread the ball around, get it to everybody, and allow the quarterback to just sort of take what's there.
I think it's still hand the ball to Johnson. I think it's still their running game because of their offensive line. And because of what we just talked about with the Patriots defense, like throwing into that secondary and also allowing the pass rush to get after you, which has been pretty good with Matt Judon. I think they still are going to want to run the ball a ton.
And how do you think they look at the Patriots offense? Because that also plays into it. Where they might go, you know what?
Well, because the Patriots get a 14-0, let's say, that changes the way you attack the offense.
But they could be like, oh, we're going to run the football because we feel like defensively we could stop whatever it is that they're trying to do. So we're not going to get away from what we do well.
Yeah, like Curran said, I mean, if Curran's right, he's thinking it's going to be a real low-scoring game. Think back, not last week, but the week before when Cleveland played Pittsburgh. It was 15-10. It was the final score. It could be like that.
Andy Hart of WEEI.com will join us to talk about it all next. This is NFL Sunday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We're right back to NFL Sunday
with Fourier, Wiggy, Gresh, and Keith on WEEI.
Andy Hart of WEEI.com is joining us on the Harbor One hotline to break down this game a little bit. And he joins us thanks to McFarland Energy, your Mitsubishi Diamond Elite contractor, where they can very affordably heat your three-season room with a Mitsubishi ductless hyperheat unit. Please visit McFarlandEnergy.com. We welcome in Andy Hart, who had a pretty interesting read on WEEI.com about the Patriots being better off without Odell Beckham Jr.
Insane.
Andy Hart, good morning. And are you, well, you are insane, but why is this take not insane?
I just don't think the timing, the fit, the quarterback, the guy that Odell is at this point in his career. And I know, you know, sometimes I can be in the Rich Keefe school of get really excited about a star player who, you know, can have freakish abilities. I just don't know that Odell is that guy anymore. He hasn't been that guy in 5 or 6 years, hasn't been healthy. And I think the ego and the aura, to use Cam Newton's term, is still the star from 5 or 6 years ago. And when you say, okay, that's going to come in and fit with Mac Jones and a locker room that I think we've all agreed, the chemistry, whatever you want to call it, energy of this team is pretty damn good. So I'm not going to go all fitsy and say the Patriots have better weapons than the Chiefs and blah, 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 blah. Like, I'm not going to say something dumb like that, but I don't think it's a hard argument to say where they are now. This isn't Brady's Patriots. This isn't, you know, add one weapon, put them over the top. And I think you could see an ego like that derailing kind of what Mac and his, you know, second and third tier options are doing.
When was the last time you got excited for a player? I call shenanigans on that. I feel like
Jonnu Smith, and I've regretted it ever since.
Oh, so now you're just never going to do it again. I mean, but one of the reasons, not only do I like a flashy number one receiver, Andy, but I just think the AFC is so wide open that you could actually make a case that even at 5-4, an addition, a number one receiver, at least on this team. You're right. He's probably not a number one receiver on as many teams as he used to be, but on this team he is. I just think you had to look at it a little bit differently because there's no clear-cut favorite right now in the conference.
Well, there's no question. I mean, that's why today is such a big game. This is a playoff game between, you know, 5-4 teams that I think both can make legitimate cases for. They should be playoff teams down the road. I think my point is more like, yes, they need a number one receiver in theory. I mean, their number one receiver didn't show up in the stat sheet a week ago, Nelson Aguilar. Like, he drew a pass interference, and that's his contributions for the day on, you know, an $11 million salary or whatever the hell it is. But I think they're trying to sell us on, and maybe I'm buying into this kind of stupidly. This is sort of the, remember the Red Sox? We got five aces. Well, this team's got five receivers that can make plays. And I don't know, maybe for the here and for the now, for who they're trying to be, maybe that works. I've definitely bought into it. I think Odell is crazy. I think he would have brought crazy to the locker room, and they don't need crazy right now.
See, I don't know much about football, but I would ask you guys.
I would ask
you guys because I don't know what determines a number one. Is a guy who has over 1,000 yards receiving, is that considered a number one receiver?
I think that helps.
Depends on what team and what offense. Yeah.
Well, here's what I would say. Odell Beckham in 2019 had over 1,000 yards receiving.
I mean, Steve Breston had a 1,000-yard season.
No. But if you look at Odell's career, he's been in the league 8 years. Five of those years, he's at over 1,000 yards. And then the other 2 years, he was injured. So this guy can still play. 2019, he had 1,000-yard receiving. You don't have a guy that can put up those type of numbers. So if maybe Odell's not the number one receiver on, let's say, the Arizona Cardinals or, the Packers or something like that. But if he's on your football team, he is your number one receiver, and he is that playmaker that you don't have in the passing game.
No question. He's better than what they have in terms of talent. I still think at this point in his career, but I also think he's still – seeking those numbers and seeking that attention. I don't think he will be smiling the way Nelson Aguilar was last week after not touching the football. I think you go down that road. He believes he is the centerpiece receiver, diva receiver, mercurial receiver, whatever adjective you want to use on it. And, I mean, 1,000 yards isn't – we know that's not that impressive. Like, I'm not a big numbers guy. You can have a really quiet 1,000-yard season, or you can have a big impact season and maybe not get to 1,000 yards. Like, there's all different numerical breakdowns in the NFL, but I just think the pros and the cons, the negatives that we all – can we all agree that there's a good chance Odell brings potentially negatives, like his attitude? He's had issues in his last two teams, but organizations and quarterbacks – didn't want him, fell out of love with him, however you want to term it, and now you're throwing that on Mac Jones's plate in, you know, midway through his rookie season when maybe they're just trying to figure out, we don't need a 1,000-yard receiver. We don't need a number one receiver. We're going to run the ball. We're going to play defense. We're going to play special teams. The whole game plan that we had in the summer is starting to come to fruition, and that doesn't involve a star receiver.
But if everybody tell me Mac Jones is so accurate, the only thing that Odell needs is 8 or 9 targets a game. And if he's here, he should be able to get that.
Yeah, but that right there, that's the point. He needs 9 targets a game. And I think that's something McDaniels may feel, Mac Jones may feel. I mean, there's no disputing the numbers in Cleveland for Baker Mayfield are dramatically better without Odell over the last couple of years. I think it's a 12-game sample size. That's a big sample size, right? That's 3/4 of a season. They're a better offense. He's a better quarterback without Odell. I don't know how you explain that.
Oh, okay.
Blame Baker. I thought we weren't really good.
So real quickly, Andy, I'm calling this game the rookie wall game for Mac Jones. I feel like the season has finally caught up to him. I feel like there's been a couple games where he's been less than average to below average. I feel like it finally catches up to him today. What do you think?
Well, as a loyal listener, Mondays to the Fourier and Maloney show at 2:30. Mac Jones doesn't believe in the rookie wall, correct? He's never heard of the rookie wall.
He never heard of it, though. That's
never
why.
Heard of it.
Plus, you can't be a loyal listener when it's the Maloney and Fourier show.
I was trying to blow some smoke up Christian's butt there. Put his name first. But isn't it like the boogeyman? If you don't know the boogie, if you've never heard of the boogeyman, you're not afraid to go under the bed or in the closet, right? If you've never heard of the midseason, I mean the rookie wall, you're not afraid of seeing it coming. He thinks he's hitting midseason form.
Fourier just put it on his radar, though, so now if he does have a bad game, we can all blame Fourier.
He's got to be thinking about his head. Right now, he's so anal, he's going to be like, oh,
he hasn't had a dumpster fire game yet, Andy. I feel like he's due for one.
No, there'll be one. There's got to be one,
and this could be it.
That's where I agree with you, and this could be it with their pass rush, their secondary, and if he's asked to throw the ball more because they're not coming, maybe Ramondre Stevenson's gets dinged or isn't, getting the production we saw a week ago, and then all of a sudden they're like, we really got to throw the ball more. I don't know this is a Cleveland defense you want to do that against with their pass rush and Garrett and Clowney and those guys. So I do believe that all rookie quarterbacks have those dumpster fire games, from Tom Brady to Peyton Manning, whoever you're going to end up being, Zach Wilson. If you stink, you have them. You may have more of them. If you're good, you're still going to have them, and he hasn't. He's avoided those. Is today the day it comes? Well, I'm not going to necessarily predict that, but I think it'll come at some point. And if it comes today, you probably lose. And now you're kind of looking back up again at the AFC, and you've all seen those numbers, I'm sure, where your playoff chances go from like 68% to 32% if you lose today's game. So there's some pressure here.
Andy Hart of WEEI.com joining us on the Harbor One Hotline. Thank you, Hart. We appreciate it. We'll catch you soon, friend. Thank you.
All right. See you guys. Thanks.
You can read all of Andy's work at WEEI.com. NFL Sunday sponsored by the Ketchus Law Group, where you pay nothing unless they win, at KetchusLaw.com. By Zuti, build any app your company needs in a week. Visit Zuti.com for details. The New England Recovery Center in Westboro, Mass., and your New England Kubota tractor dealers. Coming up, we do have Fourier for our big 11 o'clock segment, where we're going to talk about Odell Beckham and the Patriots. Is the interest in Odell about the value or about the need?
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.